Holy Family Elementary is accepting food and diaper donations this week, as well as getting ready for next year. Office manager Tony Whitmer stops by to talk to us about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast. We're going to kick this off with the Lenten Canned Food Drive, which I believe is going on now, right?
Yes, it's this full week. Each year, the week before Holy Week starts off, we do this Lenten Canned Food Drive. It's for the St. Joseph's Food Pantry. So students are able to bring grocery bags of some donated food items to their teachers through this week.
Very cool. Very cool. And then what happens to the food then?
Well, on Friday morning, our custodians, they go around to all the classrooms, load everything up. They'll take it down to St. Joseph's Food Pantry, and they also have a diaper closet. So it seems like a lot of the students are excited about bringing diapers and wipes for the babies in the community, too.
Well, who doesn't love babies?
Right, exactly. Yes, and so this year in particular, they're really in need mostly of canned chicken, canned tuna, children's snack items like granola bars, fruit snacks, crackers, and cookies. And then, of course, they're always needing diapers of any sizes. And then they take unscented wipes only. And so that's really what they're kind of focusing on for some most needed items at this time.
Okay. And they take that all year long. It's just the focus this week to get a little bit more, I don't know what you'd say, stocked up, I guess.
Right. Yes. They do accept donations all year. If anyone ever wants to donate, well, if anybody listening wants to drop anything off at the school, they can come to the school office and we can get it delivered down there on Friday for them. But they do take donations all year there at the church.
Okay. And, you know, I think you alluded on this already, but I wanted to ask about this because we talk about this a lot. You know, the Catholic schools, a lot of folks here in the area aren't affiliated with Catholic schools, but mm-hmm. you guys are connected to the community. And this is one of the ways you do that, right? If you're not necessarily affiliated with the schools or the Catholic Church, you can still donate and help out, right?
Yes, absolutely. They'll take donations all year from anyone who wants to give, for sure. And Renee Michaud really kind of helped spearheads that. But you can contact the St. Joseph Church office if you ever want to donate. And their number is 785-625-7356.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, shifting gears a little bit, the other thing we want to talk about, you know, it's that time of year. We're looking ahead towards next school year and your pre-enrollment, new information sessions. I believe that happened last week, right? But you've got to get that ball rolling if you're interested in getting enrolled.
Yes. Yep. We're looking ahead to the next school year already. And last Thursday, we had our new parent information night, but we do still have some openings for next year. We have a few openings in preschool, and we have a morning preschool class and an afternoon preschool class. And our preschool runs Monday through Thursday. And then we also have openings in first grade, second grade, and fifth grade for next year.
Okay. You know, do you find down there at the Holy Family that some students bounce back and forth, or is it pretty much once you're in the Holy Family track, you just stick with it?
Usually, yes. It seems like we get a lot of the kiddos in preschool or kindergarten. And once they come to us, they usually are there until sixth grade. So it's and then their siblings usually come over to us, too. So it's nice to get some new families in the building each year.
Very cool. And you had quite a few of them, right, this year?
Yes, we'll have 32 brand new families joining us this next school year. So that's always exciting to still have the interest in Holy Family and the Catholic curriculum and education. So it's always great to get all the new families in the building and kind of get them involved in volunteering and fundraisers and add them to our Holy Family family.
Very cool. So if you're a parent out there and you're here in the preschool, first grade, second grade, and fifth grade, you've still got some spots open. What's the easiest and best way if they're interested in either finding more information or maybe just getting those kiddos signed up? How do they go about doing that?
They can stop by the school office. We're open from 7:30 to 4 on school days that we're in session. Or they can call the school office at 785-625-3131. We'd be happy to schedule an appointment with them. Our principal, Mrs. Wentling, and even our new assistant principal, Mr. Flax, they love giving school tours and answering any questions that you might have if you're interested in learning more about the school.
Very neat. Now, one of the things that is important, I think, for parents to understand or know, for the Holy Family Elementary, you guys have uniforms down there. It's a little different from USD 49. And if you're one of those 32 families that's signed up or you're thinking about it, you've got a uniform sale. That's coming up this summer, right?
Yes. We usually try to do it kind of the week after the 4th of July. So it'll be this year, Wednesday, July 13th. And that takes place at our school. We have used uniforms, so we have like a parent committee that is really good about sorting out all the different used donated uniforms from previous students who outgrew them or they've moved on to junior high. So they'll set out all the used uniforms, and then we'll have school bells. One of our vendors comes and brings all sorts of clothes that the kids can try on. And then a lot of the families like to go to Gone Logo. They don't come down to the sale anymore because they're located here in Hayes. But a lot of the families will stop by our uniform sale and then stop by Gone Logo and kind of make a whole day of trying to get those uniforms ready for the next year.
Sure. Now, the other thing that this time of year that you guys are doing down there is you're lining up all the events and calendars for the next year, right? And that includes school supplies and all that stuff that they're going to need to get going for the next year, right?
Yes, we're starting to piece together the events for next year, and the school supplies have pretty much been finalized. We're just kind of finishing up some last minute details, and then we'll have some packets to send home with all the families for next year.
Very cool. So keep an eye out for that. Of course, you're always so kind. You send us the weekly update from Holy Family Elementary. We post it up on Hayes Post every week. But the big calendar, I suppose, you know, and you think as a parent, you know, all of those events that go on down the year, there's so much going on. You really do kind of look at it in the big picture. Like, I'm planning stuff for August already.
Right.
We're not even into summer.
Exactly. It's always nice to be looking ahead. And then, of course, our enrollment will be Wednesday, August 3rd. And that always takes place down in our school cafeteria, the little theater. And that will run from 7:30 to 2. So that is kind of the next big couple of things coming up if you're a new family